Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
With a little extra.
With a little extra. Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
Y'all see that nasty drum pattern I just laid down? Working on the weekend review, Riggins.
Oh, great!
Sweet. So, can bring my drums here and hook them up to one of the speakers, one of the amps we have in the other room. Just
blow it out.
Yeah, maybe we might need to add a little intro to the weekend review. Ching, cha, ching, ga, ta, ga, ding, ta, ding, ding, ta, ding, ding, ta, ta, ta.
Yeah.
Blah, do, do, blah. This is my song.
Yeah. Why don't you just do it? You just take it over, the weekend review song. You would like that, wouldn't you, Riggins? If Ace just took it over?
No, I can't drum and sing at the same time. It needs a singer. It needs a guitar.
Think of the freedom that would add to your life. Listen, if you didn't have to do that weekend review song every week.
Yeah.
If anybody off the street, I mean, if there's a homeless guy at the McDonald's and he says he wants to do the weekend review, you can have my spot.
It's one of my new favorite things, not to get sidetracked here for a second, but I think we've all seen it every now and then, but I watched one yesterday. This guy, I don't know if he's a genius. He's a genius idea. I don't know if he's a genius. But he gets professional drummers to come in and then plays them songs they don't know and says, play along. So like yesterday, I watched one with Mike Portnoy, who's an incredible drummer, Dream Theater.
I love his pizza reviews.
Yes. They played him something.
Burn It to the Ground.
Burn It to the Ground by Nickelback. He goes, they play a song. Do you know this song? No. You know, what's the band? Nickelback. He's like, I don't know this song, but I know they're huge and they seem to be like cool guys. I met Chad Kroeger once. Whatever. He talked about how nice they were. And then they play him a song and they just have to, because they're so damn good, they can just play along and they interpret it however they do, and they're amazing. But he was way off. Then they play it back. So here's what you play. Here's how it sounds originally. And it's fascinating stuff to watch. And amazing, because they're good enough to just play along and anticipate what's coming up next, you know, based on the timing and the way it feels and everything. It's unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, I saw Luke Combs' drummer do one, and it was awful. He was not good at it.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit with that one.
Well, I mean, if his name is Luke Combs' drummer, then right, he may not be the best in the business. I was just thinking about something, because, you know, I watch a lot of cooking type videos on the social medias. Cooking and crime, that's what I watch.
Cooking and crime.
And it's just not a very appetizing look. I never see fish look appetizing when it's on a paper plate. Huh. You thought about that? It can be the most delicious fish in the world. Especially if it's not fried and you see it on a paper plate, you're like, like, you could have a nice piece of cod in a caper sauce or something real fancy. But as soon as you put it on a paper plate, it looks like trash.
Do you see that a lot, though?
Yeah.
Really?
I see a lot of paper plates on those demonstrations and stuff.
Why would they use paper plates on a demonstration? That seems weird. Unless you're doing like it's a, you know, like a catfish fry or something like that. Fish fry.
Fish sticks.
I also don't I don't like fried eggs on paper plates.
Ooh,
that's
would
a little weird.
Yeah. Unless it's the slick, has that little coating on them, you know, like them Dixie plates. And then you could pull that off. But those regular old white plates that you have to stack like five of them together in order to be able to put something on it.
Rob,
I don't like that.
Rob, you just said something that I think is a funny idea, though. You should do a cooking series of things like fish sticks. Like, nothing to it. Just for, like, legit, treat it like it's a real one of those cooking things, like a Gordon Ramsay thing. But just and today, we're going to do fish sticks. So first, you open the box.
We're going to need some scissors.
We're going to need these from Miss Paul's.
And yeah, a bunch of those.
Do people do that? Yeah. Okay, I've never seen those. But yeah, you put them on a paper plate. That would make sense. Because I was just thinking, when you said fish sticks, like, damn, who's going to do a cooking display with fish sticks?
I'd love that.
Yeah, I haven't had fish sticks in so long.
I need to go buy some.
Damn, you got me thinking about a fish fry.
So, do you put fish sticks on hot dog buns? Make a fish sandwich that way, Rob? Like a fish stick sandwich on the go?
Well, you know what? I haven't.
You could, but yeah.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
Mm-hmm. It'd be just like an easier, more mobile fish sandwich.
Put some damn cheese on that thing.
Because y'all know I love a fish sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Tartar, please. Ugh.
Can I ask, you said yesterday you went to pick up hamburger buns and accidentally bought hot dog buns, which I don't know how that happens anyway. They don't look anything alike.
I will tell you, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. So I was at the damn Walmart, and the stack at the front had hamburger buns, but I was reaching in the back to get one with a better date.
Yeah.
And there, somebody randomly put some hot dog buns in the same place as the hamburger buns, and I just grabbed it and put it in the cart and ran. Hmm. I didn't run, obviously, but.
So who was making the meal? You said shredded chicken was going in that.
She made crock pot chicken with Italian dressing and barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Those two things don't seem like they would go together.
I also thought
Mama Mia.
So she did some real.
I hope you're watching it. TJ's face was like immediately like.
Yeah, she sent me a picture. It says barbecue chicken sandwich, and she needed sweet baby Ray's barbecue sauce, Olive Garden Italian dressing, brown sugar, and Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, baby Ray's gonna beat the shit out of y'all. He's not gonna be sweet when he hears about this. He's gonna say, "You put my sauce in with some damn Italian dressing."
Was it good?
It was good. It was delicious.
Cracked chicken. Italian cracked chicken.
Maybe just because I'm not a fan of shit. No. Maybe it's just because I'm not a fan of Italian dressing like that.
Mm. Yeah, so the hot dog buns turned out to be totally fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. It was shredded chicken, so I just kind of laid it on there. Like
a yeah, but I was good because I know you're not much of a cook, so I was curious how that meal came together. Yeah. It was her.
But I would have open-faced it, eating it with a fork.
I'm a better cook than she is.
Yeah. You know that, Riggins?
No, I didn't know that.
She is not a cook by any means.
But that was, did you act appreciative and tell her how good it was and all that stuff?
Oh, no, because the dog was annoying me that day. So.
Oh, that's right. You said you were in a bad mood because the dog had been bothering you. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't pay her a compliment or you told her this is not that great?
No, we didn't talk over dinner.
Yeah, because the dog's her fault.
Yeah, the dog's always her fault. So.
Okay.
That dog was like, I know you're not about that Italian dressing. The
good dog was saying that.
Yeah. He was saying, no.
So, Rob, because the dog had made you angry, you chose not to speak to Meredith during dinner.
Right. Yeah. It's our fault.
Did you eat together?
We ate at the same table.
Seated at the same table at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And you just chose, I'm not going to speak to her because I'm pissed off about this dog.
Well, I also was yelling at the dog the whole dinner because I told her to go away and lay down and not beg, and she just kept coming back, so I had to keep yelling for her to go.
Mm.
She's trying to stop you from eating it.
Yeah. The dog is like, you know that's Italian dressing and barbecue sauce, right?
I honestly, when she first sent me the recipe, I didn't pay attention to everything, but then I saw the ingredients sitting out, and I went, huh? What are we doing?
Yeah, so we're having barbecue and salad. Huh? No.
No,
it's all in the crock pot.
Pass me that half cup sugar real quick.
Where are we going with this?
I usually like to mix my barbecue sauce, you know, with a little or red wine and some clam juice.
Rob, was it a recipe she found or was she just winging it?
Hold on. It was she sent me the screenshot of it. I don't know where she got it, but it's a screenshot. It says barbecue chicken sandwiches, and it says 4 to 6 chicken breasts, 12-ounce bottle of barbecue sauce, 3/4 cup Italian dressing, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, and 2 tablespoons of Worcestershire.
Oh, sounds delicious.
In the crock pot for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good?
No, it was good.
Oh,
it just sounds like it wouldn't be.
It says she shredded it in the crock pot. I think the whole thing with the two forks.
Yeah, she handled it, and I was on the couch. So I would have helped if she asked, but she didn't. So.
I saw somebody shred chicken with a hand mixer the other day in a crock pot.
What?
And I immediately thought, these people on the internet have really lost their mind. She's like, you put a paper plate on the hand mixer so it, like, you know, doesn't fly out of the crock pot, and then uses an electric hand mixer.
After it's already cooked to death in the crock pot,
it
just falls apart anyway.
Oh, I mean, I just, what's going on?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I want to see
it's
that.
It's like, look that up. And I'll see people on there that are, I don't know, they seem to be successful at running these cooking pages and stuff. And they're dabbing the grease out of a skillet with the paper towel.
I think they're
doing all that stuff.
I think it's trolling.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Some of that stuff. Oh, like using a hand mixer to break up chicken breasts that have been cooked for 8 hours. It's like, no.
Yeah. It's Rob's crazy. Chicken was pissed off. It's like, I had to die for this bullshit.
Drowning in sugar and Italian dressing.
Brown sugar.
Okay, wash your sister sauce. The whole thing.
Do you have a side with that, or is that it?
We had some fries.
Okay.
She also had some broccoli, and I was like, I'm not eating broccoli with this. It's weird.
Yeah. So fries cooked in vinegar, I'm assuming.
Is that the weirdest combo type thing she's ever done, Rob?
Yeah. It doesn't sound like it would be good, but it was delicious.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I'm sure it was good.
Yeah. But a lot of people like Italian dressing. They use it to enhance or they think they're enhancing stuff. Like, I know people that will ruin a great ribeye or some good steak by marinating it in Italian dressing. And they used to be, you know, very trendy, and people still do it. I'm like, ugh, I can't take it. I used to, I would say if somebody was going to do that, can you leave mine out of the marinade, please? I'm just a plain eater. I'm boring. You know, that's what I would say.
I have made stuff in the crock pot with just Italian dressing, but not with Italian and barbecue. Mm-hmm. let's be real.
Ooh, it's a sweet and tangy.
You're checking all the boxes for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just, as Ace would say, I looked it up because I was curious.
Yep.
And Giada De Laurentiis promotes that dish. That's one of hers.
Real Italian.
You're messing with me right now.
No, I'm kidding.
It's a shame, though, that a lot of, you know, it cooked it for 8 hours. You went through the whole process of making it and going to the store specifically for that. And then they don't even get to talk over this nice meal that was prepared.
Yeah.
Because they're dealing with the dog. That's a shame.
Well, he was just being a little moody butt is what he was doing.
Yeah, it was me.
Taking it out on poor Meredith, who's been in there slaving over a hot crock pot all day.
Well, it kind of seems like it was you, Ron.
I said it was me.
It's hard to be pissed off when you got barbecue sauce on the side of your mouth.
Getting Italian dressing on the other side.
Yeah, food's getting stuck in my beard now, so my mustache, so I definitely had something in there.
Wow.
Oh.
I wish that dog would go sit down and shut up and leave us alone. That's what she kept hearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Or go lay down.
I think they make crock pots now to explode if you don't put cream cheese in them.
We didn't. Yeah. That's nice.
I know. Maybe that was, you know, y'all got an older model.
That really would have set it off.
But it's like every single thing that you see on the internet with a crock pot has to have cream cheese in it.
Yeah.
I don't know, does it?
Cream cheese is pretty good.
Yeah, that was your recipe, right? The cream cheese and the Italian dressing?
That's what I did. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Crack chicken? Something like that.
I certainly didn't call it that.
Yeah, I don't like dishes named crack whatever, and I don't like things called the something Bible.
You don't like Christmas crack?
Yeah. Like that's, no. And I don't like, you know, my fashion Bible.
Yeah,
heard somebody say In Style magazine was their fashion Bible.
What does that even mean?
It's like, come on. And I don't like when people throw the word porn into things too, like food porn.
Yeah,
it's just trashy.
I like my porn like regular porn,
like just porn.
Yeah, you don't have to dress it up. Porn is porn.
You can't even do that in North Carolina no more.
Do what?
Can't even do that in North Carolina no more. The regular porn.
You mean not food
damn
porn?
Government.
Can't look up regular porn.
Yeah, that will come as a shock when you go to that website and they're like, oh, and then you try another one, and you're like, you get the same message. You're like, oh, they own that company too. Oh, I'm really going down into the trenches here.
On Reddit and stuff.
Because you're not going to sign up.
No, you can't even get to it. Mm. Or maybe you can't. I haven't seen it.
I thought you had to sign up or something. Now,
well, don't you have to prove you're of legal age by, you know, giving them your name and
maybe
date of birth and
but
all that.
The big one is like won't even let you go into the site.
It won't.
Not that I saw.
Does OnlyFans do that too in states that have made that law?
I think
Louisiana has that law.
I thought
they were the first ones.
I always thought on OnlyFans, because you're paying for that stuff,
they've already got your age.
Got your information, but you got to fill that out anyway.
By the way, the term I used this morning talking about that woman from Australia, the at home porn peddler, is something I made up, so we need to copyright that.
Yeah, that's
ATJ Inc.
I like that.
I told you we need to make shirts. People will buy them.
Yeah,
who's gonna wear a shirt that says bags? At home porn peddler.
OnlyFans people, come on now.
At home porn peddler. Look,
if y'all don't like money, then I don't make it.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking, Rob, but I don't see at home porn peddler being a big hot shirt seller.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where you're wrong.
That in the merch church.
There's more of the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial-free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Neogenics presents the Extra Funny Podcast. Find out more about Neogenics at acetj.com/neogenics. Now, Ace and TJ.
Ace, I don't know if you saw this on the TikTok or not, but there's a feller named Jeffrey Meltzer.
Okay.
And he is from Sarasota, Florida, which I love that area. That's where I want to live someday, in that general area of Florida. But I don't want to see this guy, or I'm going to hurt his feelings probably.
Okay.
He's a therapist, and he has put out a video on the TikTok telling people the five signs that someone is emotionally immature and that they should seek therapy.
Okay.
Do you remember a time, Ace, when therapists didn't dole out advice to you unless you asked them for it?
Right.
They didn't just go around forcing their bullshit on you. Those days are long gone, my friend.
They see it long as promotion gone now.
Yeah, right. So this is, in other words, this is the, I think this is the therapist's version of a slip and fall lawyer with you know, billboards that rhyme. You know, or they would call ambulance chasers or whatever. That's the thing. That's why I always talk about the marketing that has gone along with the mental health profession now, that's caused them to do so much stuff that I think is discrediting to doctors, head doctors. So the first one he says is, you refuse to apologize. That's how you can tell you're emotionally immature and need therapy. Someone who's emotionally immature avoids apologizing because typically apologizing hurts their ego. Rather than take responsibility for their behavior, the immature person will use defense mechanisms and deflect blame. Okay. How about the possibility that the person is not wrong and doesn't have anything for which to apologize? You nerd.
That is correct.
You nerd.
What if? What
you,
what if
you take that out of consideration? It's just like all that crap about Well, do you at least, when you're disagreeing with somebody, you at least respect their argument? No, not necessarily. If their argument is completely idiotic and dangerous, then no, I don't. Why would I respect that?
Or if your argument is casting me in a bad light, of which I do not deserve.
Because I have no problem at all apologizing when I'm in the wrong. And it does happen from time to time where I am in the wrong, believe it or not. I think the last time it happened, President Clinton was in office. Yeah. But still, I can recall. Number two is you have an answer for everything. Okay. Again, this is an ego problem. Emotionally immature person would never admit to being unsure about anything, as it's ruinous to their self-esteem. Conversely, the therapist claimed that a confident, mature person will have no problem saying, I don't know about this, or I need to do more research. Okay, I don't have a problem with that.
I agree with that.
But you have an answer for everything is usually what gets thrown at somebody when they're defending themselves in an argument.
Sure. Yeah.
Which is not, it's not fair. But okay, if he wants that little fine, you're passive aggressive means that you're emotionally immature. He said passive aggression is a subtle way to put people down, and it usually stems from a place of moral superiority. Okay. Exactly. Is that wrong?
No.
Not if you're morally superior.
Okay. That's an interesting way to take
because,
that.
Because, I mean, there is a possibility that both things could be true. Because there are people who are morally superior to other people.
That's true. I agree.
Tim Tebow is morally superior to me. If you're going to, you know, take it in the Christian way of life and all that.
You don't know anything about Tim Tebow.
I'm just saying for what we do know about him.
You would say he's morally superior to you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. In this, in the, his, yeah, his,
I mean,
his,
to me,
Christian,
yeah.
In his Christian faith and in his walk.
That hurt.
You know?
I've not heard one thing there that I disagree with
yet. I don't think I'm that bad.
That you disagree with this guy about?
Yeah.
Okay.
That first one I disagree with a lot.
To be an emotionally mature person, the professional says that it's important to learn to accept other people's worldviews, even if they differ completely from yours. No, it's not. Again, why would you accept something that you know is absolutely wrong?
Well, here's what I can do. I can accept the fact that that's what you believe. I'm not going to agree with it. And I'm probably not going to hang out with you if it's one of those, you know, important things. But it's like, what does he mean by accept it?
It means,
does he mean I just have to accept it like, oh, you know what? Well, you're right. Or agree to disagree.
Yeah, kind of like that.
What does the acceptance mean?
I guess to not think that they're wrong anymore. Even though you still think you're right, you don't think they're wrong. In other words, it's just squish shit.
Yeah. Also, that's not possible for me. If we're talking about the same thing and you believe the totally different the opposite of me and I think I'm right, that means I think you're wrong, period.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, how am I going to accept someone's worldview that's different from mine on something like the Jews need to be exterminated in Israel from the river to the sea? Yeah. Palestine will be free, which is what that means. No more Jews. How am I going to just accept that argument and respect it? I'm not.
Can't do it. I can accept that you believe that. I can also accept, I think that makes you a terrible person.
You're guilty of guilt tripping is number four, the way you're emotionally immature. I agree with this one. Trying to guilt trip somebody in a way to manipulate them and whatnot. If you say things like, if you're a true friend, you'd do this for me. Or if you loved me, you would let me do this.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. So don't do that. I agree with that one.
Okay.
But does it take a professional to do that, to come up with that one? No, not really. And number five, you use the silent treatment. And he said this is the most controversial sign, and it was listed last, saying it was another manipulative behavior. That's what the guy said. It's designed to punish someone who's not behaving the way they want them to. The silent treatment is incredibly immature, and it hurts the other person's mental health.
Good.
While many hit...
that's the point.
Yeah, many people disagreed with him on that. And somebody said the silent treatment isn't just not engaging or walking away from an argument. It's when you continue to not talk to them after. Like after it's been settled and you still continue to, you know,
punish
them like that, then yeah. Well, then that's bad. So Rob, what I was getting at, Rob giving the silent treatment, well, with Meredith, he was in there dinner last night giving her the old silent treatment, if you know what I'm saying, wasn't after it had already been settled. It was he was mad because her dog was disrupting everything.
Now, I that part about it being set, once it's settled, mm-hmm. That's the part I have a problem with. It's over then. Like once you just if you agree to settle something, then okay, then we're done. This is the conclusion. Mm-hmm. Then we go back to regular life. Yeah, but if I'm giving you the silent treatment, my goal is to damage your psyche.
Whoa!
Well, I'm making a point.
Yeah, I hate the silent treatment.
I'm okay with it
because I was raised by it.
Yeah.
My dad used, when I was a teenager, if he gave me advice of what I needed to be doing or whatever, and I didn't take it, then he would just say, well, it doesn't do me any good to talk to you at all. It just doesn't make any sense to keep talking if you're not going to listen.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
I don't think
so. I didn't like that.
I can understand that. The silent treatment doesn't work well with me, though. Like if say Amanda were to give me the silent treatment, oh, okay, that means there's no arguing or anything. We're quiet. That's cool. I can read a book, watch a little TV, play some solitaire on the iPad. I got stuff to do.
Just shutty.
Yeah, I'm chill.
Play some solitaire on the iPad. Get my whittling done.
Right. Whatever. I've got options.
I'm almost finished with that duck.
Cool with that. We got another TV I can watch in the house. That's not a problem, man.
So, Rob, will y'all revisit the situation from last night that you were in a bad mood over with the dog?
I mean, the dog issue is going to keep coming up, I assume. So,
yeah. But she's just, it's got to be just by now a heaviness in the house all the time.
I agree.
Do you ever think, Rob, like, okay, this situation, the way I'm approaching this, what we're doing now is not working and only causing a heaviness in the house. So maybe I should sit down with Meredith, and we should sit down together and say, okay, what can we do as a solution here? What can we figure out as a solution to solve this? Because what we're doing is not working and hasn't been working for a very long time. Do you ever think about that?
I mean, I've tried to come up with solutions. But the number one is get that dog out of the house.
Okay, but what's number two?
There's not one that I can think of.
Yeah, and... but if she has all these stipulations about whether or not she'll get rid of the dog and how the only ways that she will get rid of it and nobody's meeting that criteria, then, I mean, you're at an impasse.
I agree.
So some action's got to be taken somewhere here, right?
You would think.
Well, no, you would. I mean,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's getting frustrated.
I've been frustrated.
Can I ask one question about last night's dinner?
Sure.
Did you tell her that it was good?
Yeah, I think I did say that.
Okay, that was good. That was a good thing on your part to at least say, hey, this is really good. Because people appreciate it when they cook something that they like it.
Yeah. As long as you didn't follow it up with, but you know what's not good?
This effing dog.
The fact that he's breathing.
Pissing me off again.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra. More of the Extra Funny Podcast in 3 minutes.
Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The dictionary defines extra as extravagant, excessive. Yeah, sounds about right. This is the Extra Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Hey, let me ask y'all something. Y'all all use the Apple AirPods, don't you?
Yep, I'm using mine right now.
The wireless ones? And
I have. I've lost mine. Ones. I can't find
them. Okay. I always used it, Bose, and I had some Bose for a long, long time. And as a matter of fact, I got the Bose earbuds back when I could afford Bose earbuds.
Okay.
So they finally just wore slap out.
Sure.
And I had to get some new earbuds. And I got some JBL Flex earbuds. They were on sale, and I used a gift card that I got for Krima to get them. Now, here's the thing. The Bose earbuds that I had for so long don't do anything when you barely touch them. Like if they're in your ear and you need to adjust them, they get a little loose, and you need to adjust, push it in your ear a little farther, whatever, you can touch it and it doesn't start changing modes or skipping what you're listening to or pausing. And, you know, but I can't touch these new ones because they're set up like Apple ones, to where you touch it and it pauses, and you touch it twice and it does this, or then it'll say ambient noise or whatever if you touch the other one. So I can't even get anywhere close to my ears whenever I've got those things in, or they start changing modes and everything. I don't know how to stop that.
But the difference with AirPods is it's all in the stem. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, if you need to push them in or adjust them, you can do that all day long like this. But everything that you need to do as far as volume and chain is all in the stem part. So that's where the touching is.
Like, I'm touching it up in this part that goes in your ear.
Yeah,
you can, just like with AirPods, driving me nuts.
Yeah, with AirPods, you can do that all day. Everything that all the controls are in the stem part of it.
Okay. Well, y'all are about as useless to me as tits on a boar hog. That ain't doing me no damn good.
Does it have an app?
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably in the app then.
No.
It's really not.
No, I even did the app stuff, Regan, by myself.
Did you really?
Yeah. I wiped the grease off my phone and let you look at it.
I would help you, but I can't handle your phone. It's slipping down to the ground. Yeah, I'm sure there's a way to do that.
But right? It's so frustrating when you're having, you know how everybody's been there where you're yelling at a machine that talks.
Yeah. Why are you touching your ears so much? Stop touching your head.
But I have to put them in. If I go to put them in my ears, they start, like if I'm listening to a podcast,
yeah,
and I have to stop it and get in the shower. I get out of the shower, dry off, whatever, and I want to pick it up where I left off. When I put the earbuds in my ears, it starts going crazy and will start the podcast over or go to the next track or it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like it's even worth having.
Well, but I mean, that's all I can do right now, you know?
Yeah. I was reluctant to get the AirPods, but they work so well with an iPhone. Like they even know when you take them out of your ears, it immediately pauses because it can detect whether they're in your ear or not. Yeah. And you kind of have to be purposeful about touching them to make the change. They just work really well.
I even looked for a setting that could it just turn off the touching part completely.
No, I've heard that a lot in my life. Let's turn off. Let's
stop touching.
Let's turn off the touching, please.
Really? That's surprising. JBL's kind of known for their audio.
I know. I love JBL products. That's why I got it. It's the most affordable that I thought would be the highest quality.
Yeah.
But it's just left me sitting in a pile of shit is what it's done.
listening to ambient noise.
Having that woman talk to me all the time. Noise canceling mode.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I had little ears.
Yeah.
So if I go to, if
and there's that like problem,
because you're supposed to put it in and then turn it to the front a little bit,
right?
To kind of seal it. And I'm always, you know, messing around, and I'm active with my head. You know, I'm always turning.
My head's big.
I'm always turning my head. So if I go to push it in a little bit more, then it starts. And yeah, she starts talking.
I'm sure there's a setting.
You would think.
You would think.
And my son's really no help.
He wasn't able to help you?
Why is he no help?
Because he doesn't like doing it. It's something about it. I know he knows all that stuff. If you walk in his room, it looks like the damn space shuttle. Yeah. He's got so many advanced computer gaming systems, and he's got, you know, he's got his earbuds cranking and his Apple Watch and all this other stuff. But when I got him the other day, I said, "Hey, I can't get it to do that." And he goes, "Well, let me see. I don't know." He said, "Well, here it is in the book right here." The book, the font was so small, I couldn't, you know. I'm like,
I swear, sometimes you text me tech problems, and I want to text him and be like, "Hey, shithead, can you go downstairs and help your dad?" Because he didn't.
He just doesn't like to do it.
He
hasn't told me that. I can just tell by the lack of effort that he puts into it.
I'm trying to meet women on Tinder. Can you go help your dad so he'll leave me alone?
Good Lord. I mean, the apple does not fall far from the tree.
He do his own shit like Elon Musk.
Yeah. He's good. It's right here in the book. Oh, thanks. Yeah. You just gave me a reading assignment. Thanks a lot.
Right, so they give you that thing, and you know, the long manual that's written in all the different languages, and then they have the quick start book.
Yeah.
He just pulls out the quick start book and goes, "Here, look, it says if you hit the left side twice, it's going to do this. If you hit the right side twice." I'm like, I get that. I just don't want it doing anything. I don't want it to beep and do anything. I just want to listen. I want to turn it, like, when it comes out of the little case, it's charged. And when I pull it out of there, it automatically pairs with my phone. I stick them in my ears, and I hit play on my phone, and that's all I need.
Yeah, I get it, though. Me and my brothers take turns of, like, who's going to help my parents. Even though we all know how to do the stuff, and it's pretty straightforward, we're just like, no, you got to handle this one. Like, it's, the latest one is the app that controls their garage door. Because they got upsold on something that you can now open their garage door with a phone. And my mom added us all as users. I'm like, I don't need to.
Why am I opening your garage door?
Matt in Atlanta does not need to be able to open your garage door. But now I'm just messing with them. In the middle of the day, I just open their garage door. And then I'll text them. I'm like, just messing with you.
But, you know, if he came to me and was asking me something about how to cook something.
Yeah.
I would stop everything I'm doing and dedicate my full attention to helping him.
Yeah.
Well,
that little bastard.
Yeah, it's just different.
The difference is you care about him.
Exactly.
Now, you'd do the same thing if your parents had all that stuff. You'd do the same thing.
But it's not like I'm asking him to reprogram the house.
I know, but
yeah.
It's a lot sometimes.
So he's got a little cousin. It's Jody's sister's son. I think he's a twin, and I think they're in the sixth grade, maybe sixth or seventh grade. Well, Aiden was the consultant for Santa Claus this year.
Okay.
if they do Santa, I don't know. he wanted a gaming computer. Mm. So he advised my sister-in-law about the gaming system and what was good, and no, that's really not too expensive for, you know, what you're going to get from it and all that stuff. Well, when he got it for Christmas, he's thrilled, the little cousin, my little nephew. But if something happens on it that he doesn't understand, who's he going to reach out to? To boy. He's going to say, hey, cousin, how do I fix this? How do I fix this? He's like, and I don't know because I'm not looking at it. I don't.
You know, they're more complicated. When I got my gaming computer, that was the first text I made. I was so ready to show your son my gaming computer. And when he wasn't as enthusiastic as I was about, I was pissed. I was like, you mother. And I spent a small fortune on that thing. I was so pumped.
Why was he not enthusiastic about it? I mean,
he was just his typical, you know, teenager. But that's like what I was going to say.
He never gets overly excited about anything.
Yeah.
Like that, his room could be on fire, and he'd come out and go, my room's on fire. We need to get out.
Yeah. I was like, I got the light, so, the RBGs in, the, like these lights inside it and stuff, all, like all the kids have. So it's really cool. I'm like, God, right, it's cool. I wish you had this. That was best.
I love that. That's great.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.